Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
So, in this book, we're supposed to be going to a war? There will be swearing.
Hello, welcome to the Reading Circle Temple. I'm Molly.
I'm Brittany.
I'm Goodwin.
And today, I'm Goodwin. And today we're reading chapter 7.
Yes.
Chapter 7 of Battle Magic.
So grab your coffee.
Or tea.
Or your drink of choice.
And let's... Oh look, a cat! They are... with the caravan, Evie and Rosethorn and Briar, they kind of like set their stuff down. Rosethorn goes to meditate. Then Evie's like, I have something important to tell Rosethorn. And Briar's like, no, don't you dare disturb her. She's like, actually, you should hear it too. Come with me. And so then they go and they bicker the entire way there because they're siblings. They find Rosethorn finds them before they find her because she's like, I can hear you from all the way over here. And then Evie reveals to them that the night that they rescued Parahan, well, she doesn't tell them that part because Rosethorn doesn't know, but she reveals to them that Parahan told her that Weishu is going to Ingxia to march on Jiangxi.
Dun, dun, dun.
What a surprise. Never would have seen that coming in a million years. The trader caravan gets stopped by Yanjingyi guards who are searching for Parahan, evidence of where he might have gone and such. And they're going through everybody's chambers and they go to dig through Briar and Railthorn and Evie's stuff. Evie goes to make sure the cats don't get out because she has these like stones that basically create a perimeter. Everybody wants these, by the way. Can somebody please create them and market them? And then the guards are like, aw, cats! I love cats! And they just, like, hang out and talk about cats for a while until they leave. Evie is really relieved to have, like, passed on the information. Like, she's been kind of bearing the weight of, I know the Yanjingyi Emperor is going to invade Jiangxi. And so now she's like, oh, I've told Rosethorn that I've done my part. That's what I need to do. And she's, like, relaxed. And now Rosethorn, of course, is now bearing the weight of that. We find out from other people in the caravansary that, because Rosethorn's kind of like telling herself, like, somebody has gotten word to them one way or another. But we find out, like, all of the temples are, like, closed, and they've basically, like, Jiangxi's basically been kind of cut off from the world at this point. So there's no way they know what's going on. As much as she wants to go home, she's like, okay, I also have a duty to go and like
inform, let them know.
Yeah. And protect the first circle temple. Like, this is an incredibly sacred place in her religion.
Yeah.
And so she makes a determination that she's going to do that and like send Briar and Evie on ahead of her with all the stuff. And she's going to turn back. And I'm sure that it's going to work out exactly the way she plans.
Nothing wrong is gonna happen at all. Nothing painful will happen or nothing.
And Briar and Evie are absolutely going to listen to her.
Yes,
100%.
Absolutely.
Part one of our three-step reading process is reading like a novice. This is where we talk about what we liked and didn't like about the chapter. Ooh, cats.
Oh, cats. The rocks. The little magic cat fence. I need that.
I need
desperately.
It. Can somebody please create it and market it?
It's just an electric fence for cats. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so someone get on this. Someone do it, please. I'd rather not shock my cats, but God, I need them out of my room.
Yeah, it's like an electric fence for cats, but it's more humane.
Mm-hmm. It's like a playpen.
Yeah.
For cats.
Except that if you try to put cats in an actual playpen, they just jump out of it.
Exactly.
They don't. It's amazing.
I guess I'll go ahead and go.
Go for it.
Yeah.
My first one is, I think, the excerpt we read last week of where Rosethorn's trying to meditate. And she can just hear Briar and Evie bickering at each other. It reminds me of my own children. Shh, be quiet. Mommy's trying to sleep. Mommy's trying to do something. Be very, very quiet, Zania. I can hear you. You're not being quiet. You say you're trying to help me out, but no, you're just being so loud. You're defeating the purpose. You're trying to shush her, and you're being just as loud. Driving me crazy.
Yeah.
No alone time whatsoever. Can't go to the bathroom. They're knocking on the door. Hey, what are you doing? Can we come in there? No, you can't. I'm trying. What do you not get about alone? My next one is a dislike. When the guards come to look for Parahan, and they tell everyone, any who shelter this Parahan of Kambanpur, I don't know how to say that word, will receive the utmost of the Emperor's displeasure. Those persons, their parents, grandparents, families, cousins, to the third degree of relationship, both older and younger, no one will be spared. Like, shit, he's going to wipe out an entire family just for one indiscretion. Like, no wonder these people are so freaked out. Like, no wonder there's complacency from the guards and everybody that's around him, because if they do anything wrong, their whole family gets fucking murdered. Oh my God, this guy's insane. He's insane.
You do have to admit he's thorough.
I guess, but fuck, Jesus Christ.
It's like, bad.
It's so bad. Like, oh my God. That's rough. That's so rough. One toe out of line and your whole family dies. Ooh, scary shit. My next one is a lighter note, talking about the cats. The guard was telling Evie about his own cats. And they were talking about the cats so much that Evie forgot to be scared. She's like, oh, cats. Oh, wait, I was supposed to be scared of you, but I can't because we're talking about cats. No one can be scared when you're talking about cats. I like that the guards were charmed by the cats. They probably could have found some evidence, maybe, possibly, against them about helping Parahan. But they were charmed by the kitty cats, so they're like, oh, cats! Forget about all this. They have cats. They can't be bad people. They got cats! No one who's bad can have cats.
And the fact are all lovely people.
It's not even the first time this has happened. Where
I know.
They're a very good excuse to keep an eye on their stuff while being searched by guards. It's such a funny, true thing. Because, yeah, obviously someone's going into a room with your cats. You want to keep them there. The people checking stuff don't want to let them out and have to chase them. So it just makes sense.
I like that Briar says, like, they earn their keep, those cats.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just really sad the cats are gonna die.
They're not gonna die. No,
they're
I
gonna
don't
die.
Know. I don't know why you keep saying that. You're being negative.
Being negative.
You're being
I
very
guess
negative.
You don't remember reading the last book.
She's just gonna let them go because they can't
Be
keep
free,
having them
kitties.
be free out in the wire wilderness. Yeah,
They'll
it'll
die
be
out in the
fine.
wilderness, but in a
No,
way.
cats can go feral real quick. They'll be fine. I'm sure they're fine. I'm sure it's fine.
They're gonna be fine.
Everything's gonna be fine.
My next one is when Evie pokes Briar. I told you the mountains were important. Now I'll never get to see them up close. And Briar protests, saying, "Ow, haven't you seen enough mountains?" And then the girl who handles the meals is like, "I'll protect you from the skinny girl who likes mountains." And he's like,
He's Brian's just got Riz. I don't know what to tell you. He's just got Riz.
And then Briar sends everyone off later. And Evie's like, from the look he gave the mule drover, she was sure how, there wasn't going to be much washing going on.
God damn.
I wonder what he's up to. Teenage
What
boy, I swear.
a dog.
I always loved that, like, this started out with just these four 10-year-olds, and like Briar becomes a teenage boy, and he is like, and I love it. I love that in the will of the Empress, he's basically a horny college student, and I love that we have all the seeds of that here.
My next one is a like, but it's also really sad. Rose Thorne's thinking to herself, I want to go home. I want to see my lover again, Lark. I want my own food and air I can breathe without fighting. I want to see Crane and Nico and the girls. I want my own garden. Like, aww. She even goes to the point where she wants to see Crane. Like, you know she's missing home if she's even wanting to see Crane.
Yeah. It's saying something.
That's
She hasn't
definitely
had
saying something.
anyone but Briar to have a proper argument with.
Exactly. And she, oh, she's like, oh, I love my kid, but oh my goodness, he's driving me crazy. I need new arguments.
She needs to pawn him off on
Like,
somebody.
here, don't argue with Crane. I need just 2 seconds away from you, my child.
That's what
Like,
she really misses Crane for.
yes,
She
like.
wants to get home so she can dump the kids on Crane. Hey, you're babysitting today, and go have sex with Lark.
Oh yeah. And my last one is when Rose Thorne thinks to herself, Briar will go if I tell him if he has to look after Evie. Nope. Neither one of them is
Rose
gonna
Thorne,
listen.
Rose Thorne, have you met this child?
Like, she's so stubborn. Like, Briar might go if Evie goes, but Evie's not going.
Also, well, I was thinking, when I said, have you met this child? I was thinking, Briar. Like, you tried this before, Rose Thorne. You tried to leave him behind, and he was like, no, I will literally bring you back
Back from death,
from
like
death
you think, yeah, no, if he's
so that
not
you
even gonna let
cannot
you
leave me
leave
behind.
to die, he is not gonna let you leave to go warn somebody about a war,
Risk your life, yeah.
actually. No,
It ain't
so,
happening.
and then Evie's really stubborn too, so like,
All three of
no,
them.
yes, so there is. No way in hell is she going to convince those two to stay behind. Like, y'all just go ahead and go on. I'll catch up. It'll be fine. I might die, but it's fine. It's okay. It's cool. Excuse me? I already told Abby that dying is bad for you. I cannot let that happen to you.
All these times he's saying he cares about her so much, like there's no way he's just gonna not go with her.
Yeah,
There's no
no.
way.
So there's no way.
Rose Thorne, we have to stop this dying thing. It's not healthy.
It's not
No,
healthy. Please
it's gonna
stop.
kill you.
It's gonna kill you. If you die again, you're gonna be dead. No.
When they finally get to the caravansary, they start eating, and Evie's like, I love trader food. And Rose Thorne says, do you know when I don't particularly want to eat, all I have to do is watch you devour whatever is before you, and I feel hungry. Like the
I
way
would.
Evie eats.
Feel like the opposite. Like, if someone's devouring stuff in front of me, I'm gonna be like, ew, gross. Like, I'm good.
See, that's what I thought she was going to say.
Me too.
I think she
I'm
just.
imagining her having like shoving shit into her face, like food all over. I'll be like, oh, that's so disgusting.
And that's essentially how it's described, of like her
yeah,
trying
exactly.
to eat it without slopping it all over her
just,
face.
Just fast as she can, just food everywhere. I'm like,
she's just eating with such relish, you know, like she
yeah,
just.
no, I would be the total opposite, be like, no, you're grossing me out with what you're doing here. And nope, I'm good.
I don't know
I'm good.
if she's eating like that, the food's got to be good. I don't know.
That's fair too, but like if I saw somebody like that, I'd be like, nah, I'm good. Here's my portion too. Here you go. Enjoy.
I like the part where they were talking as they were heading down to the stream where Rose Thorne is, and Evie says, "You don't believe I care about her almost as much as you do." And then Ryer says that he knows that he cares about her. But, like, I think we're going to see a lot more of that soon.
Mm-hmm.
Just how far they're willing to go for each other.
Yeah.
I'll be glad when we leave Yangjing, Evie told him. I'm scared we'll trip over something really bad. It hasn't happened yet, but I keep expecting it.
Foreshadowing?
What's,
Does
yeah,
anyone
that's.
Know what foreshadowing is?
I don't, but I've got a feeling.
I mean, with a name like Battle Magic, I'm
yeah.
sure nothing bad will happen. It's going to be rainbows and butterflies, and it's going to be great.
I like the part where Rose Thorne tweaks her own ear to let the other two know, because she's usually tweaking other people's ears. There's a little hidden secret message. It's like, I'll tweak my own.
I love watching Evie and Briar bicker. More bickering, please. It's hilarious. I specifically like the phrase, a cartwheel of metal. She's like, I have brains too, even if I don't have a cartwheel of metal hanging around my neck. And I love that this is how she describes Briar's mage medallion. And then I like, they get to Rose Thorne, and Rose Thorne's like, you guys, stop. And first off, Evie goes, he started it.
Ah, yes.
Like, just pure child, like, yes.
So it's like the, I'm not touching.
Yeah.
Ugh, stop it, kids.
But then she follows this up with, he followed me. I didn't invite him.
Which Evie, is a lie!
You literally told him to come along.
You should probably come too. You need to hear this. You don't
I didn't invite
telling him.
Him
that? Ugh.
Children, children.
Ugh. Ugh. Yes. Damn kids.
Don't know how to act right.
Ugh. Knocked some sense into both of them.
On page 117, Briar didn't resent being spied on the way Rose Thorne and Evie did. He expected it.
Yeah.
I like all the talk on page 119 about Jiangxi and how, like, oh, they say that it's so close to the gods that even if you don't have a temple there, that your gods can hear you. And the Drimbikangs, all three ranges of them, they are the pillars that hold the heavens aloft. So it's just, like...
That's pretty cool writing.
Talk about. Evie uses the phrase, no skin off your neb. She got it from Briar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/ upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Part two of our three-step reading process is reading like a dedicate. This is where we look for a theme or a message in the chapter. Mine comes from page 120. Long after she could hear Briar and Evie breathing in sleep, Rosethorn lay wide awake, absently stroking the lanky apricot who lay inside the curve of her arm. She envied the cat. The day's events and discoveries kept her thinking. Duty and wish were tearing at her heart. And I just feel like this kind of, like, sort of exemplifies what's going on in the chapter with, especially with Rosethorn, but even some with Briar and Evie, dealing with knowing what's going to happen and wanting to get out of it, wanting to keep themselves safe, but also wanting to keep other people safe. So.
Yep. Mine was basically the same. Mine was duty. So, yeah, exactly what you said.
Mine was ruling through fear. Because we see the Emperor saying, like, hey, anything to do with Parahans, you know, escape, or if you're holding them, I'm going to get rid of you, your entire family, everyone that even knows you. That's a pretty good way to keep people under control, you know, until it isn't. But it...
Yeah,
like it, ruling through fear never works out in the long run, but it is effective early on. You feel it from them. You hear about how all the other temples have been kind of locked down and separated into their own thing, so they can't even communicate. Like it's scary out here. It is scary for the people here in Yangjing. I kept thinking of Yangshi. Yangjing. It's scary for the people out here, even the people traveling. Like, it's just not you're in a country in the grips of a maniac, and it's, you know, fighting back, knowing, you know, if you do anything wrong, your entire family and even people who barely know you will suffer, makes that incredibly difficult.
Part three of our three-step reading process is reading like a mage. This is where we use the text to craft magic in our own lives. What magic were you able to craft out of this chapter?
Mine was to do your duty. It's kind of like the whole see something, say something when you're in a public place. Like, if you see a bag that looks kind of funky or something, you're like, I should let someone know. Like, if you know that a place that is innocent is about to be taken over, is about to be attacked and potentially taken over by a country that's hostile to you, sure, it'd be nice to go home, see your wonderful wife and children and people who annoy you, but you're home. But if you can do something to prevent innocent people from being harmed, or, you know, even in a much more mundane way, like if you have jumper cables and someone needs a jump, like in a parking lot, do your part. Like, try to put good in the world. Even if it, you know, is difficult, you know, at the time, you know, do your best to your fellow human beings and do your duty, and, you know, be nice to each other. Do the right thing. Admittedly, I'm a little more self-sacrificing than most people, and it's kind of a flaw. But I feel like that's still pretty important.
Mine was pretty similar to Goodwin's. I was just really struck by this line about Evie passing a hateful burden to someone who can handle it. And I wasn't entirely sure what it was about that. I think it's like, I mean, granted, she's 12 and there's not really much that she can do about it, or like she doesn't really have the resources to handle this problem. She's let it go, but now it's just like somebody else's problem now. And so now Rosethorn has to deal with it, which hasn't actually really helped anything. And I guess it's that, like, thinking about how these problems will affect other people. I mean, obviously, Evie did need to tell Rosethorn. She did what she had to do, and there isn't much else that she could do. And sometimes that's the position you're in. But I think at sometimes in our lives we have that position where we can just kind of dump it on somebody, or we can find a way to like shoulder it together. And where we can find a way to shoulder it together, it's often the better option.
Well, mine is not nearly as strong as y'all's. Mine is Evie wanted very badly to ask what Rosethorn was thinking, but sometimes it is best to leave her to her thoughts. Sometimes I'm too curious about what other people are thinking, and I want to know. And sometimes it's not for me to know. And if they want to tell me, they can. But it's not for me to be like, hey, tell me everything that you're thinking. I want to know. I gotta know everything. And no, sometimes you just gotta let people be. So I gotta remember that, because I push a lot sometimes, and I should not.
I feel like that's a good one for me too. We like to end our episodes with an excerpt from the following chapter. So this is an excerpt from chapter 8 of Battle Magic. With dawn came the promise of rain. While Evie fetched tea and steamed dumplings, Briar and Rosethorn set the ribs on the wagon and rolled the heavy cover over them to protect the most delicate of their belongings. They had scarcely gone 2 miles down the road when the skies delivered on their promise. The cats, who liked to go for a run first thing after breakfast, returned yowling in complaint and took up positions under the cover. Soon after, Evie had made certain all of them were accounted for. The traffic on the road south came to a halt. There were soldiers ahead, searching and questioning the travelers. Briar tied his riding horse's reins to the wagon and climbed up on the seat with Rosethorn. Gently, he took the team's reins from her hands. Rosethorn decided that now was as good a time as any. She half turned so that both of her companions could see her face under her wide-brimmed straw hat. Tomorrow, we'll reach a big market town called Kushi. You might remember it from the map I showed you. We're going to have a small change in our plans after that. The caravan turns southeast from there, going on to Hanxian. You two will take our things and stay with the caravan. Understand me? Briar, you're to get Evie, the cats, your shakans. No. Briar held the reins tightly, so much so that his knuckles had gone white. But he wasn't pulling too hard on the horses' mouths. She made sure of that. Don't argue with me, boy, she warned. No, Evie said. She knuckled an eye before a tear could escape. I'm sorry, but I couldn't leave him in the cage. Please don't send me away. She crawled to the back with the cats. I won't leave you. You can't make me. Rosethorn turned to Briar. You have to take her back to Emelon, she said, trying to hold his eyes with her own. He would not look at her, keeping his eyes on the team that pulled the wagon. Briar, you heard what they said. Weishu has kept the religious people in the local temples prisoner. Unless there was a miracle of some kind, no one has been able to smuggle word to Jiangxi. I don't know if I'll beat the Imperial Army there, but I have to try. It's a horrible long way, Evie argued. It'll be dangerous, with bandits and rock slides and border guards. You'll need us. Be sensible, Briar said. Even with people lo being locked up and all, you're going the long way around. They probably will know by then. What will you do? Turn and walk back out? Rosethorn stared at the horse's ears. I have to help. You won't understand. If the first circle temple falls, it's sacred to everyone of the living circle. This is my faith and my devotion, my vows. Now we come to it, Briar said bleakly. Rosethorn glared at him. my vows, but I won't risk your lives because I swore to defend my faith and those who take shelter in it. Neither of you is a believer. I am not dragging either of you into a war, and that is my last word on the subject. Yeah, I'm sure that's
right.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
You're totally going to listen to that. Like, I said, no.
I'm putting my foot down.
Reading Circle Temple is produced by us, Molly,
Brittany,
Indy,
and Goodwin.
If you like the show, tell your friends about us.
If you don't like the show, tell your enemies.
You can also help people find us by leaving a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
Find all our episodes at our new home on Acast, shows.acast.com/readingcircletemple.
Shake at us. We'd love to hear from you.
Send us an email at templeofreadingcircle@gmail.com.
You can also follow Reading Circle Temple on Instagram, Tumblr, and Facebook. And you can join our Reading Circle Temple Facebook group.
To find us on Twitter, tweet at Reading Temple.
A special thanks to Yellows for Happy for our artwork. You can find more of their art by following Yellows for Happy Draws on Tumblr and Shannon Ann Draws on Instagram.
Another special thanks to Brittany's brother, Thomas Dick, for our theme music. You can find more of his music by following Thomas Dick on SoundCloud.
Thanks to Tamara Pierce for writing The Circle of Magic, and thanks to you for listening.
Let's all have coffee next week.
That is why I read the paragraph. I kid you not. I wrote the word D-U-T-Y in my notebook, and I was like, nope, nope, I'm going to read the paragraph because they're going to make it into a poop joke.
Every time, it's kind of a rule.
Yep.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.